So it's a new podcast. It's Matt and Ben, and I've taken the liberty of writing a theme tune. Well, not writing a theme.
Really?
Yeah. Do you want to prepare to be thoroughly disappointed by this? Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I'm liking that.
You're liking it.
Well, where have you nicked this from?
I haven't nicked it from any... It's, you know, the looping software that you can get on some things.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show. We have done audio booze before, but this is a slightly more structured thing. I hope you enjoy it. We're going to be around for the next little while doing this together. And to commemorate this...
No, it stopped.
Yeah, I know. It's quite short.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wanted it to keep going on.
Oh, maybe I should make a longer one.
Yeah.
Anyway, to commemorate this, guess what I've brought?
Cheese.
The idea was that this was going to happen before we went to the pub. So I've brought alcohol.
Oh, nice one.
You can join in with this at home if you've got some alcohol around. What is that noise? What is that?
What is that noise?
It's the CD. Oh, it's...
Why is the CD making that noise?
I don't know why it's making that noise. Anyway, it's down now. It's all right. Okay. Do you have your bottle opener on you?
No.
No? Oh, for God's
sake.
Oh,
I might do, actually. Let me just check.
Oh, the one time you need it. Right. It's they're bottles of Grosch. It's the only thing that I have.
I do as well, actually. Hang on.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Do you? Come on, then. So, like I said, join in if you've got a bottle of red at home.
Where's the bottle opener on this thing? Oh. It's like a Swiss Army knife, but one of these things is a bottle opener, and I can't remember which one.
Well, you could try
that one. There it is.
You could try and open it.
I think it might be. No, it's not that one.
You could try and open it with a saw if you wanted.
That's...
Is it that?
Could be.
Well, give it a go anyway. I mean, I don't want you to mess up your.
Oh. Yeah, look at that.
Hey, that works all right, doesn't it? Yeah. So get out some Grosch if you want to be like us, or any alcohol of your choosing. It's going to be a good show.
Oh, this one's fizzing up a bit.
Oh, no. Is it good? How is it?
It wasn't actually fizzing up. I just wanted to drink it.
We're in the Australian outback. Shh, Ben. Shh, 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 shh.
Wasn't saying anything.
Shh. You can see all the animals of the outback. Look, there's a kangaroo. It's a kangaroo, Ben. Shh, shh. Beware of the beautiful kangaroo. There's another kangaroo. Shh. Come on. Shut up. There we go. There's another kangaroo.
They're blooming loud, these kangaroos.
they are. But there's a cat.
Sorry about that.
What's that? That was a donkey. Come on, donkey. Donkey didn't make any noise.
No, the donkey died.
What was that? Yeah, donkey. Is that? There's the donkey. There he is.
It's very echoey around here, isn't it?
Yeah. Cow. No.
I think we may have just stumbled into a farm by accident here.
And, no. It's a monster!
Sorry about that, I haven't eaten in a little while.
Okay, so this thing is all about new features. And yeah. I really want this to be kind of educational to people.
Okay.
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 So
how is that going to work? Because we don't know anything.
Well, I do know something. That's,
we are useless. We have no general knowledge or knowledge in general, really.
I have...
See what I did there.
I have taken the liberty... It was very funny, Ben. I've taken the liberty of getting something ready for this, okay? I'm going to have a little bit of music because I need some... Oh, God.
Ooh.
I need some atmosphere. This is the new feature.
When did you bring a keyboard in here?
You know, it's just...
He's just got out a keyboard out of his bag.
It's the thing I do. This is the new feature, fun things to do with duct tape. Here is...
I'm not quite sure I know where this conversation is going. I'm fairly certain I don't want to know where this conversation is going.
Here is some duct tape, okay?
Yeah.
I was trying to get this duct tape earlier, and I couldn't find it, right? Someone had nicked the duct tape! Someone had...
Well, clearly they were having a lot of fun with it.
Someone had taken the duck... Well, they hadn't had the lesson from me. This was the problem.
Yeah. Well, they probably injured themselves.
Yeah.
Really.
It was hidden under the stairs. This is my...
Observe the duct tape safety guidelines.
Exactly. This is duct tape that I've bought by my own self, so it should not be anywhere apart from in my room, okay? So the first thing to do if you're going to have fun with duct tape is you're going to have to prepare the duct tape.
Right.
Which means...
Do you sort of give it a pep talk, massage?
It could help.
You know.
I would recommend it, okay?
Make sure it's well hydrated.
You're going to have to...
Balanced meals.
You're going to have to pick off the duct tape, and it takes a little bit of work sometimes, depending on the sort of duct tape that you use. But you pick it free, and there we go. So we've got the duct tape.
Yeah, we've got some duct tape now.
We've got the duct tape ready now. This week's fun things to do with duct tape involves fixing a wallet. Say if you have a wallet, such as mine, the zip has broken.
Okay.
What you will then do, you've got a good strip of duct tape to paint you an image.
How long is this duct tape?
I've got about a foot of duct tape here, on a big roll of duct tape.
Okay.
So you'll just slap that on the wallet, okay, and then you wrap it round.
Wrap it round, okay.
Okay, you wrap it round repeatedly.
Do ask an adult's permission to do this in your own home.
There we go. So you wrap it round. I mean, you've got to be careful not to get your fingers on
the... I've noticed you have taped your own fingers. Now, this is something that can happen.
Okay. So, I mean...
Which is why you need an adult present at all times.
I mean, the sort of look you're going for is a wallet completely consumed with...
Yeah.
The trouble then is getting into the wallet.
Okay.
So
yeah.
What you will then need is a knife.
Again, ask a parent's permission or a guardian for use with knives, because they can be very dangerous.
A knife like yours is fine, or a Stanley knife. This is my option.
Again, Stanley knives, do ask an adult permission. Also, don't hack at it like Matt's doing, because he is definitely going to injure himself.
So that's kind of the thing you've got to...
Okay,
he's
basically cut a hole into the wallet where the original hole was that he was trying to cover up.
And I think you will find that that is perfect.
Do you have one that you prepared earlier? Is this entirely...
No.
It's that easy. It was that quick and easy. He was able to do it live here, now.
Live in the studio.
Exactly.
Well, I hope you feel enriched, and next week there will be another...
I think we've all learnt something today.
There will be another fun thing to do with duct tape.
Goodbye.
Right, how are you enjoying the grosh?
I'm enjoying it very well, actually. I feel the need to take another sip.
Premium lager. I haven't had Grosch in a long, long time. Anyway, we're going to play another game now. What I've done is, earlier on today, I went into a shop, okay?
Okay.
And I purchased a newspaper. Now, I don't want you to preempt this. You know that I'm normally a Guardian reader, okay?
Mm.
I'm going to tell you that this paper was not a Guardian.
Ooh.
Okay, I bought
it. Wow.
Now, what's going to happen is you're going to close your eyes, okay?
Okay, my eyes are closed. I'm going to take my glasses
off
as well.
Right, you can take your glasses off, yeah.
They're stuck to my face because of the headphones.
Okay.
Right, put my hands over my eyes.
You're right.
You're not going to hit me with something, are you?
Yeah. What's going to happen is I've got the paper here, and I'm going to slap you round the face with the newspaper.
Okay, I just said you're not going to slap me with something,
are
you?
No, well, I am, okay?
Why?
So,
why? I don't...
Now,
really
you can play along with this at home.
I don't think... What?
Now,
I'm going to get a load of people on the street slapping me with newspapers now.
You've got an advantage of this, okay? Because you have the feeling of the newspaper. The people at home, they've only got the sound of it. So, here we go. I'm going to do it gently, first of all.
Yeah. Ow.
Okay. How was that for you?
That was unpleasant.
Unpleasant. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to do it on the other side as well.
Okay. Ow.
Okay. And I'm also going to hit you up on the chin. Okay.
No,
so
you
put your hands.
No.
Put, yep. Right. Okay. There we go. I think that's enough.
Ow.
I'm going to hide the newspaper from you.
Ow.
I mean, you can open your eyes now.
Started beating me senselessly with it.
Put your glasses on.
Oh.
Wow.
And, I mean, are you okay?
That was brutal.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Yeah?
Okay. Right, what... From the feeling that you got off that newspaper,
yeah,
what do you think it could possibly be?
I mean,
be?
That might as well have been a concrete slab, the match, the force you hit that me with that.
I was, you know, ow. I was forceful. But you needed to feel the newspaper in its full effect, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
I wouldn't have thought it was a particularly massive newspaper.
Okay. So you're thinking tabloid, relatively. Or are you thinking...
I'd lean towards tabloid.
Tabloid, okay.
Probably.
Okay. So what have we got? We've got The Sun. Did it feel like The Sun?
It wasn't that hot.
Yeah. Mm. And could you imagine me buying The Sun, really?
Well, for the purpose of hitting me with a newspaper, yes, I could.
Okay. The Mail? Do you think it was The Mail? Oh, did it feel angry? Enough to
it
be the Mail.
Definitely felt angry, yes.
The Mirror? The Mirror is quite a liberal paper, so it probably would have been a bit more reserved, perhaps, if it was The Mirror. I don't know.
Maybe.
Okay, I'm going to need an answer.
I'll go with The Mail.
You think it was The Mail?
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, you were completely wrong. Completely.
Yeah, I thought so.
It was the Financial Times!
Really?
Yes! You were hit round the face with the financial, but, you know. Better luck next time, mate.
Well, you're just rubbish, aren't you?
What, Ben's got a beard, okay. And what?
Right.
What's going to happen is I'm going to... Well, you are going to rub one of these cards against your beard. And,
okay.
And the people at home have to guess... what the card is, and you, and indeed you, okay?
So am I? I'm not allowed to look at this card.
You're not allowed to look, okay?
So I just got to close
your eyes and rub it against your beard. Lovely. That sounds yep. Like a healthy rub. Okay, I'll take it back.
Okay.
Now you can open your eyes. What did it feel like to you?
Felt like a card.
It felt like a card. It felt pretty cardy, did it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did it feel like a black card or a red card? Black card or red card?
Red.
Red?
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't, was it?
Nope. So, spade or club? Spade or club?
Club.
Yep. Yeah, well done.
Ah, all right.
High card. So that's sort of 10, jack through king, or a low card, 2 till 9.
High. No, low.
Low. Well done. So, you've got low. You've got an ace. You've got a 2. You've got a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7, an 8, or a 9. What do you think?
I still reckon it's a jack.
An ace, a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7, an 8, or a 9. Come on, this is our future, Ben.
I'm leaning towards a 7, but I don't know.
So I mean, the options we've established that it is a low card. You've done that all by yourself.
Yeah,
you've got an ace, which can be considered a high card. So you've got a 2, a 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7, an 8, or a 9.
See, there was a bit of a pause after the 7, so maybe it was a 7.
You got a 2! A 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7, an 8, or a 9.
See, you always pause after the 7.
You've got a 2! A 3, a 4, a 5, a 6, a 7, an 8, or
a 9.
Pause
after the 5, then. Maybe it's a 5.
So on Sunday, my dad bought the Observer. Okay.
Good for him.
And with the Observer came this book, which is called Happier. Okay.
Okay.
Can you learn to be happy? And it's
possibly.
It's by a bloke.
It says yes on the back.
Oh,
it's ruined it.
Oh. That was. I thought that was the message behind.
Can you learn to be happy? Yes.
No.
Oh, there's no point in buying the book then, or getting the book in a newspaper.
So it says things about mapping your life. That's one.
Good.
Crafting our calling. Okay.
If it's a calling, how can you craft it? Surely that's an outward force.
Meaning and pleasure in love, the circle of happiness.
Okay.
But the
why are we circles?
I don't know.
Can't you have a square of happiness or a rhombus?
Because a circle
I want
is
a rhombus of happiness.
But a circle is unity, you know? It's completeness.
Yeah, but why is it a circle?
Because it's
I want my rhombus.
Right. This
Thank you.
Is about meditation. Okay. First, meditation, self-interest, benevolence. Also, yoga. It's typically known as a thing to do to make you happy. It does improve happiness, strangely.
No, okay. It doesn't.
So what we're going to do, we're going to do some yoga, okay?
Oh, for God.
We're going to do some.
Out loud. Okay?
So let's get this going. Here we go. Oh,
the hell was that?
That
really creeped me out for a minute then.
It's yoga music. Okay.
That's not relaxing.
It's relaxing.
It isn't.
Right, let's sit on
that
the floor.
That was creepy as hell.
We're going to sit on the floor.
Hang on. I can't lower my mic down
enough.
Yes, you can.
Come on.
Ow.
Put the effort in. Okay. Jesus.
Right. Okay. Right. I have to shout to get to the mic.
So, cross-legged? Cross-legged.
Okay.
Well, you have to be if you're doing yoga.
Well,
okay.
Not always.
Do this at home as well. Get involved. Shut up.
There are vents on the floor here.
You've got to be sat on the floor.
Okay.
Cross-legged. Okay. So
right.
The thing to do is to close your eyes, the first thing to do.
I'm not closing my eyes.
Close your eyes.
I don't trust you
close
at all.
Close your eyes!
No.
Close your eyes.
No.
And we're going to have to start taking some deep breaths, okay?
Okay.
Now, the way to do this is to breathe in through your mouth. And out through your nose. In through your mouth. And out through your nose as well. And then what you need to do is tense all your muscles in your body up. Just tense them up. And relax.
Can I have a bathroom break now?
No.
Please?
Shut up.
What? You can't tell me to tense every muscle in my body and not need the toilet.
Tense all your...
Ah, too late.
And relax. You're now going to have to lift your arms into the air and sort of make a kind of dove out of your hands.
Make a what?
Make a dove.
How'd you do that? The music stopped.
No. I mean, do you feel more relaxed now?
No.
No?
I've just wet myself because you told me to tense all the muscles in my body.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So that's about it for this week. I mean, I really need the toilet. I really quite badly need a piss.
It's from all that tensing.
Yeah, I know. It's the trouble. But thank you very much for joining us today. This has been the new Matt and Ben podcast. And we're going to be back next week. Check out mattandben.net for all the visits, all the podcast, all the other stuff. We've got loads of stuff. Go to mattandben.net and we'll see you next week. Thank you very much for listening. Cheers. Bye-bye.
It's the end of a concert, this.
I know.